It's time for another live report on Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT.
And we're back at Southern States in Elton, visiting and talking really about farm safety and agriculture, and really get kind of an update on agriculture. And Kevin, we were talking about earlier about what farmers are doing, but you know, it's we're talking about pastures and cattle, and a lot. It's a time of year where farmers need to reseed their pastures. But what are you hearing farmers doing? Are they kind of waiting on that? Are they ready to do it with no rain or what?
Typically, the seeding time for pastures, hay fields, whatever that, starts about mid-August, and it'll go up. It can, depending on the season, can go up to and through maybe into October. It's been slow this year, but it's too dry. I mean, you can throw seed out there now, and it's probably so dry it won't germinate. There's going to be a lot of pasture renovated. There's going to be a lot of hay fields renovated. Guys are just kind of sitting back waiting, trying to get some moisture to germinate this, or the ground's so hard, some of them are wanting to work some ground, and you can't even work the ground. It's hard to take soil samples right now. It's so hard, and we're only doing that at like a 6-inch level, so.
Because it's pretty dry, the far even deep down the soil is still pretty dry right now.
It's very dry. I mean, you know, digging post holes and things. And I mentioned there earlier that we've got some guys building some fences. They're talking about how dry it is and how hard to get the holes set exactly like they want, and then to get the ground to tamp back down around king post and things like that, so they'll set and hold. But it's just dry. The cattle guys are going to do good, continued, looks like the way the markets are, for at least another year, year and a half. So we've got guys that are building on their herds as they can slowly. And, you know, we'd love to help you with that. Any kind of fencing supplies or seed, whatever you can do. We've got a no-till drill you could rent, as well as all the fescue. Actually, fescue is down a little bit this fall as opposed to what it was this spring, probably by $20 a 50-pound bag.
Not bad. That's a good. And of course, you got your mineral special going on too for folks who may need mineral, cattle farmers, and that's a really good deal too.
It is. Yeah, we always have a good luck with that. We sell several tractor trailer loads of mineral through the two store component unit, and a lot of people, like I say, they just love our mineral. They'll wait for that time frame to buy their mineral because they know they're getting a good value, a good discount.
Two or three farmers coming in and checking on that. We've had the police in today. No, we none of us got in trouble. We were good
here. Yes, we're all three still here. So yeah, we're glad of that, and we do. We have a good rapport with our local police department. So
actually, coming in buying some stuff he needed. So that's a good thing. Right? I'm just kidding. We're great folks. We appreciate what they do here in Elton and Todd County. Good folks that you guys work with. And you know, we're talking about seeding pastures. I was at a forage field day earlier this week, and talking about seeding different types of pastures. Some farmers using some crabgrass and also some Bermuda grass. Are you seeing some farmers try some different things, Kevin?
We are, not necessarily the Bermuda grass, but we got some guys who have sown and are going to sow this year, or for the coming year, some crabgrass. Got one that's going to sow several acres of it, I think. So, yeah, guys trying different things, you know, trying to boost their hay production. Some guys are doing it for their own herds. Some guys are selling hay. So there's a lot of hay sold around this area also.
Pasture we looked at Tuesday was actually not irrigated. Some of it nearby was irrigated, but this pasture was not irrigated, and the crabgrass looked good, and the cows looked like they were really, really enjoying the crabgrass, and it was a good thing. And the farmer said, he says, keep me from having to feed hay, which is good.
It does, yeah. You know, hay is a costly commodity. I mean, time you fertilize it, well, you sow it, then you have to fertilize it, and you cut it, and you've got all your machinery costs put in there. Hay is a costly thing. The more than you can put through a cow that she can get directly from the ground by grazing, the better off you are, the more money you'll put in your pocket.
And you guys are prepared and ready to help folks with that. I mean, you say every customer that's come through today, you know what they typically use, and they just say, well, I need more of what I normally get.
Yeah, they rely on us to try to remember what they've been getting. I want what I got last time. It's like, okay, I'll be glad to get that for you. I may have to look it up. Yeah. As we age, our memories kind of fail us.
I do. I have that same problem. It happens sometimes. But I think that's what customer service is all about. And you guys serve a lot of customers out of this office in Elton and your other office in Russellville, too. So, yeah, and that's really what it's all about here, customer service, and making sure the farmers have what they need.
That's what we want to try to do. We are, you know, a service company. That's what we've got to do. And you can go anywhere and buy your stuff. It's just, can they get it to you the way we can get it to you, as quickly as we can get it to you?
Sometimes farmers, when they're ready for it today or yesterday.
Yeah. if they plan, sometimes they don't act like they plan. They just want it instantly.
Yeah, that's the way it works sometimes. And it's like, I was ready to start planting wheat yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah. Or they think it's a little too wet, and then they go look at the field. Oh, no, it's just right. We need to be going right now.
Yeah. Go ahead and bring it out to me right now. We're visiting with the folks here at Southern States in Elton, talking farm safety and really just agriculture in general. And, of course, we're on Todd 1070 and 92.1 FM.